campaign unlike any other in American history. I've been covering Donald Trump now for 591 days since his very first rally of this campaign cycle in Waco, Texas. A twice impeached former president of the United States who at one point during this campaign was spending more time in a courtroom than out on the campaign trail.
Republicans also won control of the Senate with key flips in Montana, Ohio, and West Virginia. As for the House, it's too early. This is ABC News. History on Election Day in Delaware. State Senator Sarah McBride winning the race for the state's only seat in the House, making her the first openly trans member of Congress. Israel's leader shaking up his own government. ABC's Shannon Kingston.
Protests erupted on the streets of Tel Aviv after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his popular defense minister Yoav Gallant, citing a crisis of trust. The two have been at odds over the war in Gaza for months, and family members of hostages say this is a play by Netanyahu to drag out the conflict. Gallant has also been a key player in the Biden administration's push to improve humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Shannon Kingston, ABC News, Washington.
NBA superstar Joel Embiid suspended by the NBA for 3 games after shoving a local Philadelphia columnist. Embiid had been upset with the writer Marcus Hayes after a column criticizing the All-Star, invoking the names of Embiid's son and his late brother. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Black Friday deals early at JCPenney. Kick off the weekend with women's boots, now $19.99 a pair. Clean up on Home Expressions bath towels, only $2.99 each. Plus, bundle up the fam and outerwear starting at just $17.99. Shop thousands of deals all weekend long at real Black Friday prices. More holiday, bigger savings. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles 11/8 through 11/10. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy all day today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. On Friday, sunny with a high of 55. For amazing fall and winter getaways or some great holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Most of Wisconsin's U.S. House representatives will return to Washington after Tuesday's election results. Brian Stile, Mark Pecan, Gwen Moore, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, and Tom Tiffany handily won re-election. On the state's 3rd congressional district, incumbent Derek Van Orden has declared victory over challenger Rebecca Cook. The GOP may lose a couple seats in the state Senate, with Democrat Jody Habesh-Sinikin leading Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel in Wisconsin's 8th Senate District by a 51-48 margin. In the 14th Senate District, Democrat Sarah Kayeski is claiming a victory over Republican Joan Baldwin. And voters approved a constitutional amendment that bars non-citizens from voting in Wisconsin. The amendment was approved overwhelmingly, garnering the support of just over 70% of Wisconsin voters Tuesday after being approved by 2 consecutive sessions of the legislature.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Voter turnout was very heavy here in western Wisconsin yesterday. In the city of Durand and town of Durand, nearly 90% voter turnout was reported. Dunn County reported 96% voter turnout. Wisconsin, meanwhile, was on the list of states to get Election Day bomb threats. The FBI yesterday said it received threats in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other battleground states. Agents say it looks like the threats came from Russian email accounts. Wisconsin's Elections Commission said the threats were deemed to be not credible, and none of the state's polling places closed because of the threat. Pepin and Buffalo counties have a new state senator. As part of the redistricting, Senate District 10 encompasses all of Buffalo, Pepin, Pierce, and St. Croix counties, along with most of Trempealeau and parts of western Dunn County. Rob Staffsholt of River Falls was elected to the seat, defeating Paul Hamilton. Staffsholt was first elected to the State Assembly in November of 2016, and then to the State Senate in 2020. In the one contested race in Pepin County, Lisa Tron defeated Deborah Fisher to be elected Register of Deeds. Meanwhile, in Pepin County, the district attorney, county clerk, and treasurer offices all had one candidate running unopposed. Only citizens will be able to vote in Wisconsin elections. Voters last night overwhelmingly approved the constitutional amendment that would ban non-citizens from voting in the state. Over 70% of voters voted yes on the question. Republican lawmakers pushed the question on the ballot this fall in response to questions about non-citizen voting in other states. Democrats in Wisconsin had said the amendment was unnecessary and discriminatory. Two suspects in Eau Claire are under arrest and accused of chronically neglecting four children. The Eau Claire Area School District reported the pair of after the children ages 12, 10, 7, and 5 started showing signs of malnourishment. School district employees reported the children are always hungry and said they never felt full at home. Prosecutors say one of the victims reported only getting one Gatorade bottle full of water to share every day and also reported physical abuse. Both suspects are due back in court in December. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
A fire battalion chief was injured after his vehicle was hit by a semi-truck in Wauwatosa while responding to the scene of another crash. The fire department said it was called to I-41 in North Avenue at about 11 p.m. for the first crash. While responders were at the scene, the semi-truck lost control and hit the Battalion 5 vehicle with the chief inside. The car was in a blocking position for firefighters, helping the people in the first crash.
Everyone was okay. The fire chief was treated for his injuries and released. A reminder to parents to properly sort recyclables after dirty diapers gum up the works in northeast Wisconsin. The Outagamie County Solid Waste Department posted a photo to their social media last week showing a massive clog of diapers in their paper shredding machine. Officials say the mix-ups not only force shutdowns on the line, they also contaminate all the other paper that's being recycled. They remind you to keep the trash in the trash bin on its way to the landfill. A Monday afternoon high-speed chase that forced the lockdown of Rhinelander High School may have been the result of a road rage incident. The caller said they were struck by another vehicle that was attempting to pass in a no-passing zone, then struck again as they pulled over. They added that they felt the driver of the second vehicle was attempting to start an altercation. The suspect fled when officers arrived, leading to a chase in and out of Rhinelander that reached speeds of 100 miles an hour and featured numerous traffic violations by the suspect. The chase was eventually terminated on a logging road just outside of the city. The suspect, though, was later arrested without further incident. A southern Minnesota man is facing a possible life sentence after being found guilty of killing a woman in Rochester in 2022. An Olmsted County jury found Matasva Bush guilty of first and second degree murder this week. Bush was accused of killing Kimberly Ann Robinson and then leaving her body in a ditch. Juries acquitted him of the charge of premeditated murder, but found him guilty of first-degree murder involving domestic abuse and second-degree murder with intent. His sentencing is set for next month. United Healthcare has suffered another loss in its legal fight against a new Minnesota law that blocks for-profit HMOs from winning contracts to serve the Minnesota Medicaid program. First in late August and then in October, the Minnetonka-based insurer failed to convince a judge to impose a temporary injunction that could have preserved the health insurance giant's position as a Medicaid vendor in Minnesota for 2025. United Healthcare executives, though, are not about to give up on the underlying lawsuit. The litigation continues a 50-year debate in Minnesota over whether profit motives should disqualify health plans from competing as HMOs in the state's health insurance markets.
Xcel Energy Center. Zach Boisingon gave Minnesota an early lead before the Kings scored five unanswered goals to end the game. The loss snaps Minnesota's three-game winning streak. They'll visit the Sharks tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves will enjoy a few nights off. The Wolves are preparing for their road game against the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Minnesota is 4-3 after their win over Charlotte Monday. Tomorrow's game tips off at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Vikings are now dealing with some injuries on their special teams unit. Minnesota placed rookie kicker Will Reichert and long snapper Andrew DePaula on injured reserve yesterday. DePaula was a Pro Bowler in 22 and 23, while Reichert made 14 of his 16 field goal attempts this year. Minnesota signed kicker John Parker Romo and long snapper Jake McQuaid to replace the pair while they recover from their injuries. The Minnesota Gophers get their 24-25 campaign underway when they host Oral Roberts at Williams Arena tonight. The Gophers are looking to get into the NCAA tournament for the first time under fourth-year head coach Ben Johnson and for the first time since 2019. Minnesota went 19-15 last season with a 9-11 mark in Big Ten play. Tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep all night long. All night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
The Packers sent veteran defensive end Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh-round draft pick yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Smith was in his sixth season with the Packers, 10th season overall. He had 19 tackles and 2.5 sacks this year, 44 total sacks as a Packer. His departure paves the way for Aaron Mosby and Brenton Cox to possibly see more time as edge rushers in the rotation.
Yeah, I think they've done a nice job so far, and I think those guys got to continue to kind of work within the scheme and what we're doing. You know, and this is the first year in this defense, so there's always some kinks to work out. So I expect a lot of those guys in the second half of the season. I think they'll continue to improve, and I think allowing these two guys to get on the field a little bit, maybe some snaps to go to some other guys too, I think will help us.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. The Lions also made a move yesterday, acquiring former Packers Za'Darius Smith from Cleveland, along with a 2026 seventh-round pick for fifth and sixth-round selections in April's draft. Lions looking for the three-time Pro Bowler to possibly provide some pass rush help after the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. Badger women's basketball team opened their season with a 95-68 win at the Kohl's Center. Sarah Williams recording a double-double with 29 points and a dozen rebounds. Bucks get one more day off today before playing host to the Utah Jazz tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Bucks will be trying to end a six-game losing streak, which has led to a 1-6 start to the season. Bucks coach Doc Rivers said, "Don't be surprised if some other players start to get more opportunities."
This is the team I think we have. We can't be scared to put different guys in, even try different lineups, because I think we have enough guys that will be able to do that.
WIAA Boys State Volleyball Tournament kicks off with quarterfinal and then semifinal action later today at the Rest Center in Green Bay. The girls will start their WIAA tournament on Thursday at the Resch. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds. We'll have highs upper 40s, northwest winds at around 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 50. And for Friday, sunshine, highs upper 50s. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds. Wabasha, Nelson, 43. Pepin, Mondovi, Lake City, 42. O'Galley, 41. Plum City, 39. Here at WRDN, we do have clouds and 37 with Billy Currington. And Do I Make You Wanna? It's 722.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. And tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dim to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me? to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you want to take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you want to dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road. Find a thing to hang your clothes. Do I make you want to let your hair down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
What I saw, I did not understand. I called your names and said some things that hurt you. And in the heat, I started walking out that door. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, but you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Not your fault that you're so pretty, and that you turn the head of every man, I understand. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. With him, I just lost it.
I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, 'cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Yes, you're the only one I'll always be in love with.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Don't come down with the sun.